Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Doug Hagman and Joe Hagman together. We are the Hagman and Hagman Report, of course. Ripping the veil of that covers the darkness that surrounds us. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot of darkness out there. And one guy that really knows, understands just how dark and black it is Russ Dizdar. But he also understands better perhaps than anyone, how this story ends. Russ is just a tremendous man. I've got a lot of respect for him. He and his team do such great work in this blackness, in this darkness, rescuing children, working with multiples, working with people with DID, fighting against the very spirits and principalities of darkness that you often hear about. We're going to be spending the next 2 hours with Russ. His gracious gift of time tonight is going to be well worth it, and I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Before we get to Russ, I just want to mention that I am excited about a deal that we've got for you through Pro Flowers. This is an incredible deal. You know, I was talking with my wife this weekend, and she was, and this is a true story, and she was saying that how flowers. She loves getting flowers, and she loves having fresh flowers on the table. She loves getting flowers for no reason. Well, guys, have you ever forgotten an anniversary? If you're not nodding yes, then you're not necessarily telling the truth. Or have you ever wanted to really make someone's day? Well, now you can. Pro Flowers has agreed to offer to you this a tremendous offer. Pro Flowers has a very special offer, especially for the listeners of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Right now, you can get $10 off of your purchase of $29 or more. This is an incredible deal. You know, this deal works best. The bigger the arrangement, the bigger the impact. Oh, what a great thing to see that smile on your wife's face when she receives, for example, 100 blooms bouquet, a dozen red roses, or they've got other totally unique gift plants and such. Now, to snag this great deal, just go to proflowers.com. Enter our code Hagman at checkout. You know, I did send my wife flowers just to say, you know, I love you, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate all that you do. Made her day, and this was a couple of weeks ago, and the flowers are still have blooms, and they're still on the table. And every time we walk by, and sometimes we still get a whiff of that beautiful aroma. Folks, Pro Flowers bouquets, they're guaranteed to stay fresh for 7 days or your money back. They've got a 7-step quality check, meaning that the flowers are always awesome. Their website is super easy to use. After I select the bouquet I like or the gift, I'm out of there in under 2 minutes. Pro Flowers is a no-brainer gift for a birthday, anniversary, any occasion, every occasion, or just no occasion at all. And guys, maybe that's the best no occasion. They take care of all of the details. Do yourself a favor and help out our show at the same time by supporting Pro Flowers. I know you got something coming up, and even if you don't, get that special someone the perfect gift via Pro Flowers right now. Get $10 off your purchase of $29 or more at Pro Flowers. Guys, ladies, this deal's not going to last long. just go to ProFlowers.com, enter our code Hagman at checkout to get this very special deal. ProFlowers.com, our code Hagman. Again, ProFlowers.com, our code Hagman. Just because. Put a smile on her face. Because there is so much darkness out there. And with that, I want to bring Russ. Russ, how are you doing, my friend?
Well, I'll tell you what, flowers are good, and I'm going to order some since you told me all of that.
Good.
Good to be here. Good to be here with you. Good to see you.
You're looking good, my friend. Yeah. We've had a lot of people praying for you. We know that, shared a little bit about, you know, that you were down for a while. But it's good to see you back, and I know that so many people have been praying for you, and I know that you're out there fighting a good fight.
We've been excited to be back, and December, most of December in a room, no ability to bend the legs or walk on the legs, things like that. And then coming to January, we got a little bit of help. A doctor from down in Kentucky sent some stuff up and or called in something, and so they've been trying to figure it out. So I have been. I'm probably at about 60%, 70% of the legs used. I was out today. I was out yesterday. I was 20 miles from PA Erie yesterday. Saturday, doing what what we're going to talk about tonight.
Right.
But we're getting. Listen, I am so grateful for the prayers and all the folks have sent me stuff for health stuff, and I'm grateful for everything. Still, trusting Psalm chapter 30, verse 2. That God's going to heal them all the way. And I'm getting up. I'm getting out and around. And I was saying earlier on my radio program, my body is like wanting to run. I want to, run down the hallway, get this done, get that done. My legs just won't cooperate. But they will. We're glad to be here. Good to be here.
I got a package coming to you.
All righty.
So,
sounds good.
Well, Russ, I don't know where you want to start. I know we had spoken off air, and I know there's a lot of things to talk about, but, one of the things that I really, in my heart of hearts, now, by the way, folks, Russ Dizdar, God willing, and I think this will happen. You're going to be in Chicago, Gurnee, Illinois with us May 5th and 6th. We're still on for that, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely, yes.
Awaken to the Shaken Conference. And it's there that we are going to present the courtroom exhibits, courtroom-ready exhibits for on the issue of what is known as Pizzagate. Now, Russ, it's people have no idea the depth and breadth of this massive pedophilia, satanic ritual, stuff that's going on. And I gotta tell you, folks, Russ is out in the field. Russ and his team, you gotta support Russ and his team because they do the heavy lifting. They go out there and go after the children in cages or attempt to save them or the victims. So, thank you for that. I don't know if it's a privilege. I've had the honor, I suppose, to really see your work up close and personal. I got to tell you, it's like no other. And I know you've been working with law enforcement. But having said all that, where do you want to start?
Mm-hmm. Well, we can continue with everything. I mean, Saturday we were up north of me, where I'm at, and it connects with what the case connects probably in a ring of. Once this began with one victim, it's now turned into what I believe would be three generations of victims. It spans all across North Ohio, into PA, all across PA. The individuals, we keep adding new names. So I was up there Saturday afternoon. We made a drive up and to engage an individual. And I can't give the specifics because, it's a live individual, it's just live in every sense. So all I can tell you is, there is great brokenness, great sexual abuse all across the board. The satanic side of all of this, we think we engaged an 87-year-old Nazi guy that's behind, is one of the guys behind all of it. And yet, we're bringing, I sat with a young man. My staff cleared the house. He was kind of shocked that we found him again. We literally went hunting him down. But just to pray with him, he's crying, he's weeping, he's hopeless, he's suicidal. But this all connects with sexual abuse of children, ritual abuse, parents that are richly abused that have personalities, others all around them that do, children that we've been looking for a while that we think we've found, the group of children, some of which we believe were in cages, and then this goes all the way, slides right into Pennsylvania. And as I'm sitting here right now, you've met some of the staff members, it's been a whole weekend of engaging all of this. We have a massive case. We have a victim, and I cannot go into any details because it's live, and I'm very sure they're watching and observing this show tonight because it involved law enforcement. We were supposed to take a victim to the feds today, this morning. We had an appointment. We have a safe housing issue, and it involves a huge case that involved the abduction, brutal ritual abuse of a little boy, and his killing. And so we are right in the middle. There's probably about six of these cases right around us. There's been dozens over the years. But Doug, like Pizzagate, everything else, more are hearing about it, seeing it. They're understanding it. And I want to talk about two elements why it's so hard to even dig into. We'll talk about that. But there's, because we've been on the field, I've been on the field 35 years doing, like when I met with you and during, doing that kind of stuff, and breaching places and houses and fields and barns and old schoolhouses and whatever else it is that we need to, and I've seen the damage. The worst of it is the damaged lives, the lives that are just damaged so badly and demonized and the motivation behind that. So it involves all those lives. It involves forensics. What is the motivation? It involves massive high crime. All of this stuff, though, connects to the big stuff. Eyes Wide Shut, Bohemian Grove, Mother of Darkness Castle. It involves the big stuff. That then is entrenched in political and other areas where some of this is used as to hold politicians, hold it over their head, bribery and so forth. So Franklin cover up, all that kind of stuff. So all of it is real, and the thing about it is, if somebody really wants to go digging and battling and fighting and digging into the underground of this, you can get there. And there's bad things to see, and there's bad people to observe, but it's a spiritual warfare too. It's a spiritual battle along the way.
And that's something, folks, that, you can read about, Russ mentioned the Franklin cover-up, that scandal back in the 80s, and elements continue forward to today. And you can read about things like Pedogate or Pizzagate, whatever you'd like to refer to it as. But to see, but to really, to investigate it, and as I watched Russ and his team go out and on the boots on the ground, investigations, working with the law enforcement, and he's the guy, and his team are the ones that are out there rescuing the victims. And we had talked about, where the victims, for example, if Pizzagate was real. I saw a posting, if it was real, where are the child victims? Well, I think people would be surprised to learn the answer to that. And I think, from what I've seen, and this, just from what little I've seen, I'm not sure people really want to know the answer to that question, but it's an amazing thing. This is real, and you're right, it is spiritual, because I've never seen in my life the spiritual component to the actual, the spiritual component to what you're talking about just is so heavy and oppressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is, and that's the nature of the dark side, and that's where you it's bad enough to see individuals abuse little kids and do sexual things to little kids, and it's bad enough to hear about it here or there. You've probably seen the stories in the last couple of weeks, the two MS-13 guys, they abduct a 14-year-old girl, they rape her all over the place, then they kill in a kind of a sacrifice, not a sophisticated, Eyes Wide Shut, ritual, but a real ritual to a demon spirit, that they are honoring and that they're holding up. And I mentioned Mexico, the saint of death. 12 million people follow that down there. That involves blood sacrifice. Europe is packed. The Catholic Church is looking to Ireland just this last week. The underground was been fought, found in the old school there. The bones of kids that have been covered up. So once you're down there, once you read the reports of human trafficking, 27 million worldwide, once you begin to understand ritual, satanic ritual human trafficking at 40 million or more, once you look at missing kids across the board, Doug, you're absolutely right. But when you see the faces, now I usually see the faces of adults who had been sexually and ritually abused since childhood. So we've seen hundreds of victims like this, but we've also seen the kids, and the kids are many times who we want to intervene in on the most, because it's happening. I mean, you have it happening in neighborhoods, you have it happening in the local areas. You know, thank the Lord that there's many, many new human trafficking agencies and people going. But you mentioned my team, and I'm going to say this. I watched them Saturday. We had a major meeting with slides up and pictures up and everything else. We have all this action going on, individuals down south. I'm in different places earlier today. And yet this team sacrifices, and they go, and they're willing to do anything. And I've watched them. So I'm just telling you, I got some really good folks around me that are willing to do just about anything to extract them, help them. And they're motivated by the love of God. They're motivated by the way Jesus saves, heals, and delivers, but they're also motivated by the outrage of moral evil. I mean, the outrage of the dark side. And so instead of turning away from it, instead of anybody just hiding from it and saying, we don't want to see this, you know, see no evil, fear no evil, you know, that kind of, you know, right. If you don't want to look at it, then you may not be moved, and you may not understand what's really there. So the issue is, if you're going to take a look at it, that's why we bring out exposure. That's why we're hearing about it. That's why you're doing this massive work you're doing right now. And I think Chicago is going to be vital for that. When we go to, I already kind of tagged going to Chicago with you and Paul Begley, as kind of a, intelligence analysis, you know, for, you know, from our perspective of what's going on. And, yet, the dark side that motivates this, they love ruining children. They love the desecration of little boys and girls. They love all of this massive harm that's going on. That's the nature of the dark side.
Yeah, it is. And Russ, if I can just make sure people, because we have new people listening all of the time, May 5th and 6th, if you go to paulbegleyprophecy.com, May 5th and 6th, Joe and I, Russ Dizdar, and of course, Pastor Paul Begley.
We're going to be Awakened to the Shaken.
Awakened to the Shaken, right. It's a free conference, and the seats are limited. What I've got, you know, Russ, is an entire, well, actually, it's about eight of these, filled with exhibits. And I know you've got a lot of things you're going to be bringing to the conference. So it's 2 days, May 5th and 6th, Awaken to the Shaken Conference, Gurnee, Illinois. Go to paulbegleyprophecy.com. You've got to register. It's free, but you've got to register. And listening to Russ will be absolutely worth every minute of your time. I'll tell you that, because Russ is just, and just watching Russ and his team. Oh man. Wow. You know, I thought we were a pretty good investigator show, but,
You guys,
yeah, I'm gonna tell you.
You are.
Nah, man, watching you guys, it's amazing, and it's the depth of this, what's taking place right now, you know, I can't even explain it to people, because it's just, I've never seen anything like it.
Agreed. Agreed. And you're going to have those who watch that have been the abused. You're going to have those who watch that have been, you know, they've come out of it. Maybe now they're the victors. They're growing. And Doug and Joe, you're going to have watch. And obviously in this, you know, your broadcast and what you've done for years, you've got the other side observing and watching too. And that's why I always want to say, in the context of this, you know, perpetrators that, you know, because they're very arrogant. These guys that get away, like I just saw on the news tonight prior to coming on, the Sandusky issue, and, you know, out of PA, and Sandusky still wanting to redo a trial, get out, still proclaiming his innocence, though he's got all of these individual young men that have come forward. His own son now, a 46-year-old son, been arrested for, you know, the same kind of sexual crimes. And this went on for years and years and years and years. And it's not just Sandusky, and you know this and I know this, there's a network. And it's sometimes when it comes to law enforcement and the news and everything else, if somebody gets tagged, if one person gets tagged, then it's like kind of like all over. I'll give an example again. If you know Tom Dunn, the filmmaker, Detestable, he lives in Mansfield. They have a church down there, a Presbyterian church. You might know about this. About 50 kids sexually abused, many ritually abused, massive upheaval, you know, probably, I don't know, 10, 14 years ago, many years ago now. They eventually did arrest two individuals and sent them to prison. But everybody involved knows there was a larger group, and it's kind of like out of the news, out of everybody's mind, out of everybody's sight. But I've talked to Tom a number of times after 14 years or so of this. Think in terms of the 50 individual kids that were sexually abused and or richly abused, harmed, and what are their lives like now? And that was all done because some people infiltrated a church, a big Presbyterian church down there, and behind the scenes, they began to do this. And so they plot it, Doug, they plot it, they think it through, and they do it over and over and over and over again. And some of them that we've interacted with, or at least we've tried to, you know, nail them. I mean, literally, you know, nail them, turn state's evidence, everything else. Some of them, Doug, are so arrogant. They're not caught. They're smiling. They're sitting there drinking their tea or drinking their whiskey, whatever it is. And they're sitting back like Bohemian Grove. They're sitting back in arrogance. But there's a great white throne judgment. Nobody gets away. Every single victim needs to know that nobody gets away. You can forgive and release them for your sake and in obedience to God, but here's the good news. God will deal with them. And if they're going to stand arrogant like that, there's the great white throne judgment. Not one thing. You know, they think time covers their stuff. They think they've erased things. They buried the bones or whatever. Now, at the Great White Throne Judgment, the books are opened. Everything they have ever done is unveiled, and they will stand without excuse. So there is payday someday for the perpetrators.
Amen. And praise God for that, because just the horrors that exist here, with the children, with people. It's hard to even describe. But I think people really need to understand how big all of this is and how interrelated things are. Abortion, for example. People might think, well, that's not related to any of this. Oh, it most certainly is. The homosexual agenda is related to this. The perversity, the attempted normalization of perversion. This is all connected, interconnected at different levels, and you do such a fine job in explaining this. By the way, I just want to mention for people out there, The Black Awakening is Russ's book. It's available via his website, shatterthedarkness.net. Elsewhere, we'll just go to shatterthedarkness.net or also hagmanreport.com. You'll be able to grab a hold of his book. We're about a minute away from the
break. And for folks who don't know, right here on Global Star Radio Network, Russ's radio show comes on right at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7 each day. So he's on right before us each and every day. Yeah, we got about 2 minutes to the break. Russ, if we can get into this a little bit and then we can pick up on this after the break. We've seen a huge explosion in the rise of Satan worship and the Church of Satan, the Satanic Church and Temple, both in the media and in the anti-Trump movement, and it seems to be spreading more to the political sphere. Can we talk about this a little bit? And what did they just do? They had a black mass in order to bring the powers of darkness against Trump. And can we get into this? What's spawning the rise of this move towards Satanism?
Well, and this is what, you know, we're screaming about this for 8-9 years and telling it's going to continue to ramp up. So you're going to see the underground is leaking above ground. The underground where the rituals and the power summoned and all the stuff done, the things they love to do in secret, it's all leaking and it's all coming above ground. There's more and more practitioners. There's more wizards and maguses and sorcerers and priestesses and people involved than ever before. So there's people that know how to. They're engaging. They're interfacing with the demonic realm. So they're learning how to summon them and target individuals. Now, this is vital for the body of Christ to understand. The Old Testament had to deal with this in battles with demonized nations where they summoned demons or they sacrificed. Well, the king of Moab sacrificed his own son in a blood sacrifice to gain powers for his military. So when I read about this also a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago when it was coming out, Wiccans, others, Crowlinians, others, many occultists were telling the kind of ritual they're going to do in order to summon demons and send them. Now, the problem in the United States is ignorance on the subject.
Yeah. And there seems to, I mean, there you have people who are ignorant by default, and then you have those who remain willfully ignorant and refuse to look at this. One of the things that's really concerning about Pizzagate is the massive dismissal of evidence, of circumstantial evidence, and other important pieces of information that they just believe, oh, this is too terrible, too evil to be real, so it can't be true, because I don't believe it to be true. Folks, you're talking with Russ Dizdar on this edition of the Hagman & Hagman Report and ShatterTheDarkness.net. We'll be right back with Russ. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. There
shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. I mean, it is, it'll blow you away. Absolutely, Eric said.
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman & Hagman Report family, MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow, it's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
From all of us at Trading Post in the Woods,
we pray you have a healthy, safe, and prosperous 2017.
And we would like to thank all of you for welcoming us to the Hagman & Hagman family. You're all a very wonderful and special group of people.
Because we believe it is so important for you to work and acquire good health this year, we're going to do something that we've never done before as a thank you to you for your support. We're going to make something available that we believe everyone needs.
During the month of January, anyone who invests in their health by purchasing either our American Heritage Remedies Kit, our Survivalist Natural Remedies Kit, or $200 in individual remedies of your choice, we're going to give to you our crisis remedy, just in case, for free.
Your health must be a part of your preparation plan. We're here to help you with that journey. May God bless y'all, and may God bless America.
Happy New Year!
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman & Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
And welcome back, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Hagman Report. A very special guest, Mr. Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. You've heard of him. You've heard about him. You've heard from him. You've seen him speak, perhaps. If you haven't, don't forget, Awaken to the Shaken. Awaken to the Shaken, May 5th and 6th. He's going to be there in Gurnee, Illinois, just north of Chicago, with us, with Joe and I, and Pastor Paul Begley. The event is free. The lodging, of course, is not. I could probably put, I don't know, two or three people in my room. You'll have to, you know, me and Lady, that's all. Lady of the studio dog, she's looking at me like, what? Anyway, it's going to be worth the time just to see Russ Dizdar. Before we get back to Russ, I want to mention healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. They've got a couple of new products out, including a vegan ultimate multiple powder form. It's fantastic. Folks, if you do nothing else, go to healthmasters.com, visit healthmasters, shop there, get your ultimate, at the very least, ultimate multiple from them. They've got a number of different packs, like the magnesium topical pack if you've got joint issues, the immune system. They've got a blood sugar protocol out named after me, as well as an immune system pack named after me too. These are all class A products, the best you can buy. Healthmasters.com. Use the coupon code Doug30, I believe it is, right? Doug30. Okay. Yeah, I just got a thumbs up from Eric. So that's healthmasters.com, Doug30. Healthmasters.com, Doug30. Again, guest, Mr. Russ Dizdar. And Russ, right before the break, Joe mentioned, that people don't want to really, people kind of have this normalcy bias or this cognitive dissonance that's really not kind of connecting here. And, that's a problem. So.
Sure is.
Yeah, if you want to just,
yeah, I think a couple of things. Let's be honest. For some, it's scary. You know, MS3, you know, MS13 guys kill a girl, satanic stuff behind that. Another girl we put up on the Facebook and mentioned about her and a boyfriend plotted and planned a satanic ritual and killed another girl. So when you hear about witches and warlocks and many others all across the nation, and then you hear the political phase of Satanism involved. They're all going to do these rituals and rituals and rituals. Now, the fact is, the satanic group that got involved is kind of a fake Satanism. I'll explain that in a moment. But we see all of that, and for the majority of Americans, and maybe the majority of the church, it's not in our grid of understanding. We don't understand that what they really mean this, they really are seeking, and that there are real powers. So one is, it's not an understanding. We don't understand the depth of this, and that gives them free reign. So the fact the scriptures teach that the reality of demons and Satan, and the reality of the other side being able to summon demons through rituals and send those demons in whether you want to call it a spell, a hex, a curse, ritual warfare. People can study Revelation 9, chapter 16, a global release of demons that brings the cause of Armageddon. So, one is the belief factor and the understanding of this and how it works. Let's be honest, the other side of this might be the fear factor. Some people don't want to know about a ghost, you know, on the third floor. Some don't want to know what that is that goes during the night. I have watched over the years individuals, when demons manifest in people, like we were doing deliverance, and I usually will make the cops and bikers and psychologists, whoever, if they're bringing me people, all right, you're going to stay in the room and you're going to watch this. You're going to see what happens, because I don't want to explain it later. You're going to get to see the dark side, and then you're going to see what God does to deliver them, and they're always blown away. Their life is changed forever when they see it happen. and they see that occur. So I will say there's people that are afraid of this. Then thirdly, when it comes down to the nitty-gritty pedo-gate, pizza-gate, here's what I've done. I've seen over three decades, and this involved numerous departments police-wise. One of them recruited me to be involved in teaching the academy a little bit. This involved feds, others. This involved me in my research in criminalistics, in forensic psychology, in the concept of motivation to crime. The facts are, and I had an active, I'm not going to say what city, but it's close to you, an active police officer off duty helps us. Retired deputy sheriff is on our team, helps us. Well, they were here on Saturday on the afternoon also, and they're very clear also that there is no real grid for this the understanding. Usually, when an officer sees what they think is crazy, somebody speaking red or crazy, whatever, or some kind of horrendous crime, heinous crime, you know, off to the psych wards with individuals. And that's happening more and more and more and more and more. So, when it comes down to the motivations, I always bring up two or three cases. John Wayne Gacy, yeah. Ted Bundy, and Jeffrey Dahmer. All of them were multiples. Now let's take a look at just Jeffrey Dahmer because he's really well known.
Oh, please. And folks, pay attention to this. I don't mean to interrupt, Russ, but this to me, when you've explained this and then you apply, well, it's applied in the field, by law enforcement, by your investigative team, and it's just amazing. Go ahead. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer. He lived about 35 minutes drive from where I live right now. Maybe 40 minute drive. He was raised up. When I lived in Akron, he probably lived 20 minutes from me. When he was doing all this before he left for Wisconsin. Okay, here's Jeffrey Dahmer. We all hear the news. Cannibal, he ate human parts, killed all these people, drilled holes in their heads, using them as sexual zombies. And that's what they said. That's what their understanding was. And it was horrible. It was horrific. He did do crimes. He went to prison. Okay? And obviously, look what happens to him in prison. People are afraid of him, and they killed him. But here's the larger story of Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer was multiple, meaning he had sub-personalities inside, some of which would do the crime, some of which would not do crimes. Jeffrey Dahmer had in his apartment a altar built out of human thigh bones, satanic altar. He had a power cone built out of human skull. He had satanic literature everywhere. Now, notice, none of that came out in the media, in the document, you know, all the documentaries that came out, they didn't put that in there. I saw the crime scene photos myself, saw these things while at Def Tech in Geneva over there, you know, up north, and I'm like, first of all, why didn't it? Well, I know. I mean, officers kind of snuck me into a pod in other places for training because I wasn't law enforcement, but I watched as trainers would show slides of satanic killings, slides of all this stuff, give all the perimeters and so forth. When they tell the officers, don't tell anybody about the crime, that'll create panic. Just deal with the crime and put the guy away. Now, Jeffrey Dahmer's of multiple subpersonalities, we know this, will do crimes, will do sexual abuse crimes, will do rituals. Some personalities can summon demons. Others would kill and eat your children if they could. Others want out of that darkness. They want delivered. They want free. But here's the difficulty. Did anybody engaging Jeffrey Dahmer say, hey, you're a multiple. You have demonized personalities, sexually perverted, abused personalities. We understand this wasn't a disease you caught. Somebody did this to you. Somebody brought horrific crime and trauma into his life as a child and did it over and over and over, and he became, through that trauma and that Satanism, he became what he was, so that when you begin to go back and track who did this to him, you're going to find family line, you're going to find a web of other individuals. And that's never been done. Nobody's ever gone backwards to look at that whole web that created that guy, that slaughtered those human beings up there in Wisconsin.
And Russ, for those, and I know we have a lot of people listening to this program tonight, this segment tonight, that are familiar, I'll say it again, with Pizzagate, the Podesta emails, many people don't, still to this day, don't understand what is deemed artwork. The Dahmer pose, for example, there's a Tony, allegedly Tony Podesta has in his home a sculpture of someone in what could be termed as the Dahmer death pose. That matches the illustration published with the Aleister Crowley text. The relevance here should not be understated, I don't believe, because once more, you look at this issue known as Pizzagate, you think, okay, it's perverse, sadistic, but the satanic element is often left out, much like the satanic element is left off of Dahmer.
Agreed. Yeah, because this is where, again, did not law enforcement have to learn gang signs? All across the nation, as gangs begin to come all over, you know, different gangs, so you learn, you know, and the signs are put on walls and here and there, territories. They had to learn. That's why there's gang units that have to deal with the signatures of the gangs. Well, the same thing's true in the world of Satanism, because there's different varieties. There's different ones. Now, in all of the real stuff, there's real demons, there's real rituals, and the ultimate power is the blood ritual stuff. But if somebody's going to have the symbolism, that's why I scream out on the Bohemian Grove issue. If it was really only a fake human sacrifice, I don't believe it in any way. A left-hand path and sympathetic magic, no, that's a real human sacrifice. But that's another story. They're pushing it as a fake human sacrifice. But here's the question. Why would world-class leaders, world, you know, presidents, senators, media moguls, military men, why would they sit through that? Why would they go and watch and then applaud a actual ancient human sacrifice? Let alone the fact that it is real. If it wasn't, why would they do that? Why would that be okay? Why would that be okay? That's a big issue.
Yeah, it is, and it's not okay. And you know, this is where you see the media how they play their games of the distraction. They'll talk about, you know, the story about Bohemian Grove being, you know, a big conspiracy theory to worry about, you know, their little rituals and nuances. And I've even heard it explained. I think it was Brad Meltzer, when he had the show Decoded, he described it as similar to, well, you can't understand it because that'd be like somebody walking into a Catholic church service and hearing the communion part, you know, and they equate it with that. You can't know the religion, you can't know the true intentions. But you're right, it is an ancient religious practice that goes back to the Tower of Babel. And, you know, our technician Eric, he recently got a book that talks about these secret societies and their rituals and how they do date back to, you know, the most ancient times in mankind, and how they're satanic in nature. And that's, I think, a very important point. But even when people who are at Bohemian Grove who participate in that are confronted about it, you know, you never get any real answers, and the media will never give you the real answers either. They'll paint it as being a conspiracy theory or something that we don't understand. Right. You mentioned symbolism. If we can kind of switch gears here, the symbolism that are used by pedophiles is something that I'm sure you come across a lot in the investigative work that you do. How common is it in your experience to have a company, a business, use a symbol like that unknowingly versus?
Yeah, in the example of, I think you might be referencing, and again, this is not the
this goes into the Podesta emails and
right.
The, yeah.
Just to preface this, we are not suggesting any nefarious activity, any criminal activity. This is just for the purposes of discussion. I have to say that, Russ, or else, you know, we'll get,
yeah. You know. Yeah, but the best of pizza, I think it was, they had the logo that, was a match to the FBI 2007 report on child pedophilia symbology. And then there was a few sheriff's offices. They showed the badges that had the very strange triangle with spaces in there. But how common is that to be used by mistake in your experience?
Unwittingly, yeah.
Yeah, well, I would say, listen, there's millions of Americans can take a dollar bill out and look on the back of it and say, "What? I have no idea what that means." So there is unwittings in the sense of people that are seeing symbols or having symbols or in a business or in a school or whatever else, or you go to somebody's home. But that's the nature of our canon. That's the nature of the underground, the secrecy, the cloak within the cloak, the meaning behind the meaning. That's what it's all about. That's when you realize they really are closer to the dark side, because the dark side loves secrecy, loves masquerade. So Kralinians are like that. Look at the Masons are like that. Yet they hold the tools of some of the most ancient of real rituals that involve Nephilim, involve human sacrifice, involve all of that. So when I remember Procter & Gamble and the kind of face, the stars, and they did everything in the world to try to say, hey, it's not this.
Yeah,
everybody said it was this.
That.
And there was a big battle over that, and they finally just took it off. So the question, or like Starbucks, the goddess on the cup, I don't like it because I understand the goddess issue and the meaning of what's behind that. So the truth is, in music, in lyrics, in poetry, in art, stuff comes out of your heart. Like Jesus said, out of the heart comes these things. So people put up things, and then you have to sometimes, what do you mean? One of our officers, his main thing when he sees somebody all tattooed up, he'll say, we can say what we think it means, but he'll always say, what does it mean to you? Why did you put that tattoo? What is the symbolism? So to ask the officer about the triangle and the dots, what is that? What does that mean? What does that represent? Now, if they say, if anybody says, it's a secret, well, that's a problem. That's a problem. That is a real big problem. Satan is operative. Has any of us seen Satan? Yeah, we know he's real. I know he's absolutely real. I've had demons sue people, attack us and scream and yell and speak language. I mean, we've seen all that. But have I ever actually seen him? No. Is he real? Absolutely. But coming back to the symbolism, symbols, sigils, markings, all ancient languages, it's all incorporated. And the more secretive, because it seems like demons love them too, because some of them represent doorways and rituals and what to come through, and some of them in the pedophile world, and not all pedophiles are into Satanism, they're all evil, they're all ridiculously evil, but the more symbols you see, asking about them, what do they identify? I mean, pedophiles can have among themselves have symbols. Human traffickers can have symbols. Once we learn some of that, what does it mean? Meeting places, things like that. Okay, go after that. So learn the meaning of those. Law enforcement, learn the meaning of those symbols so you know how to identify. That's what we do when we taught over the years. And there's hundreds of them. We might put out 20 in our courses. But there's so many symbols. Find out the meaning of the symbol by the ones that are holding the symbol, and then use that as a point of access to witness, or go after them for what they're into.
And we don't have to continue getting into the symbols, but one thing I want to kind of get into a little bit is the, and I don't know what the origins of the symbols are. As you mentioned, Freemasons and many other people use symbols, and even reading, Crowley's books and Albert Pike's book, they talk about how the symbols are basically a universal language, and how they've been a language for basically before a written vocabulary ever existed. And does that stem from the confusion of languages at the Tower of Babel, or is there some other reason that they use symbols? Is it just for the purposes of coded communication? Would be the first part of that question. Then in the second part, if it is stemming back to the Tower of Babel, aren't symbols a lot more important than the words due to the secrets that they hold?
Yeah, because if you're willing to take that symbol and tattoo it on, or identify yourself with that symbol, put it on your tombstone, the Masonic, if you're willing to do that, you're showing your allegiance. It has to do with allegiance too. Think of the mark of the beast, the karagma, the mark of the beast. Though whatever else it is, we know it's a visible, it's going to be visible. Is it a symbol sense? Karegma means it has to do with identification, branding. So in the world of the demons, when it comes to, it seems as though, in my research of it, they all have names. They're the ones that design the rituals that bring revelation to the practitioners on how to do things, how to draw things. All of this comes from that side. Here's their language, their symbols, their communication. They give it to the practitioners. The practitioners begin to use it and identify themselves with the gods or goddesses that they've engaged. So it is huge. It is communication. It is identity. It's also allegiance.
Okay. Yeah, and that's when you think of how far behind the curve we are with understanding what the symbols mean and how they're used, it seems like it's a huge uphill battle. And I often wonder if we'll ever actually know, while we're on this world, if we'll ever really get to the bottom and understand the depths yeah. of the evil that's out there. Because this, as we've got about 6 minutes left in the hour, one thing that this Pizzagate, the Pedogate has really opened up my eyes to. And we knew that corruption was very vast and it reached all tentacles of local, state, and federal government. But I think this Pizzagate has really opened my eyes to, when you think of corruption, you don't immediately think of somebody, raping a child. But when you see, it appears that so many people are engaged in this and, or have affiliations with people who are engaged in this, it's very alarming. I saw an interesting article today, on Drudge. It said, in Washington, D.C., you have 4 times more than average searches on the Internet for sexual positions. 4 times more than average for the rest of the nation, just in Washington, D.C. And my mind obviously instantly went to the Pizzagate scandal. But let's say the Pizzagate investigation, the child trafficking and pedophilia rings were to come to light and all the evidence would be put out there. What would be the percentage of politicians in Washington, would you guess that would be taken down by this, if you had to throw a number on it?
Well, I don't know about the numbers. I honestly couldn't tell you number wise, but I will bring up a case in the state of Pennsylvania. Kathleen Kane, that was just ousted, she leaked illegally, I guess, leaked information that was real, that caused a couple of judges their positions, caused lawyers, attorneys their positions. She had some real stuff, some real information, and it caused trouble. Look at Sandusky. Everybody in the world would think he was the nicest guy in the world. This is the problem with pedophilia. This is the problem with sexual predators, boys, whether on boys or on girls or whatever, serial rapists. Ted Bundy was a nice guy. The guy in the location that I live, that we turned state's evidence on, that tried to kill me, that has engaged in we're still not, we're still to this day, wanting him dealt with. He could be the nice, you could introduce him to your children. I wouldn't, because if he switched, he would kill them and eat them. So it's hard to see. Well, I'm just saying it's hard to see. I mean, you could be looking at a pedophile, and pedophiles, look at the recidivism issues, look at the many of them have 200 plus victims over a lifetime, 300 victims over a lifetime. So they go from one to the next to the next to the next. It is addiction, it is repulsive, it is all of that, but there is the ability for them to double. Like the Nazi doctors, they're doubling. They're one thing out on the public. They're another thing under, in the underworld of doing this. So, I can't guess.
You brought up the Nazi doctors. We're just inundated with people sending us emails, with questions, to you. But you brought up the Nazi doctors. How much of what we're seeing today, people want to know this, would you attribute to the practices of the Nazis, or at that time concurrent with the I'll just leave it there with a question mark.
I'm glad you asked it, and this is going to be a shocker, and this needs to be looked at, so I hope everybody remember this. Modern-day satanic ritual abuse. Let's take one individual. From birth, they're selected in the breeding, birth, just one of them. Then they go through sexual crimes over and over and over. Marriage to the beast at 6, marriage to the beast at 13. So think in terms of a little baby that has been spiritually, the birthing, the breeding has been spiritually selected. And so they're involved in this whole project and they go through all these rituals and they know the taste of blood. They know demons. They know the ancient languages. They know the symbolism. They know the secrecy. And so by the time they're 13, they've been through 600-700 rituals or more than half of them being sexual. There are, in the secular estimates, 10 million victims in the United States alone. Canada, Australia, the rest, I told you this before, 40 million at the least worldwide. Now, here's what I think I want, and I pray that everybody will change their mind. We use the term satanic ritual abuse to identify it. That is the process. Satanic ritual abuse is the continuation of Lebensborn among the Nazis in the secret breeding program to create a master race, and Himmler wanted 200 million worldwide. So, at the end of the war and the Lebensborn and the goal of the, SS and the Nazis, the Black Flame, the Order, they went wherever the secret, wherever you see the rat lines go, you'll find 20 years later, 25 years later, the rise of people coming out identifying satanic ritual abuse, multiplicity, but also abilities. It's nothing. The ritual abuse is the process. The goal is altered, augmented humans.
It's a fascinating stuff, folks. We're talking with Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net is the website. He'll be with us in through the next hour, so don't go anywhere. We are just getting started. We'll be right back with Russ after these short messages. Stay with us.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the Belly of the Beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, DanielHoldings.com. That's DanielHoldings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to DanielHoldings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.